appreciate that, Mark. I'd like to start off with thanking all the scientists in the room. Each and every one of you in some part, form, or fashion have had an impact on this technology and application and the reports that we've heard so far. And more importantly, thanks to the producers in the room to remind us that we need to deliver the technology in a manner that's applicable, that's easily understood. So I think all of us are incorporating it through providing the information simply through our EPDs. EPDs that our producers and stakeholders fully understand and take advantage of. The Red Angus Association has had a lot of change in our EPDs in the last year, largely in part due to the incorporation of genomic information. Approximately a year ago, our leadership decided to invest heavily in genomic information and acquired a 50K genomic data on a significant number of animals. That population and database was designed to develop to not only develop our own 50K product that the association owned, but as well to validate any genomic test that outside industry developed and chose to market to our seed stock producers. The first test of that database happened in September of 2012, when at that time Pfizer announced a 50K test designed, developed specifically for Red Angus. Validation proved to be, proved that product was worthy and described a fair amount of genetic variation. Therefore, that product, that genomic information, we began to incorporate into our EPDs in December of 12. We incorporated that information through our standard or interim calculations. At that time, we also converted our interim calculations to completely numeric accuracies, so we no longer have P or P plus accuracies with Red Angus samples. Now, one unique thing about Red Angus is come about March of 2013, we essentially developed our own 50K product, so essentially a competing product to that now Zoetis product. That product was developed by NBCC, utilizing about 1,700 Red Angus animals genotyped through the 50K project. We strategically identified animals to use to develop our 50K test. We identified animals that were fairly, close to the generation that we're trying to predict, as well as high accuracies on our economically relevant traits. That investment has proved to be very, very worthwhile. That Red Angus owned 50K product has very strong genetic correlations, very high percent of genetic variation explained. We began incorporating that genomic information from that particular product here about 3 weeks ago, again through our standard interim calculations. So things are going well at Red Angus in regards to genomic information. It's exciting to be a part of this technology, and it's exciting to be part of this time in the beef industry where we're seeing these great tools becoming available to our stakeholders with the overall goal of ensuring that we provide our commercial producers with the most reliable EPDs that we possibly can. I'd say as far as what we've learned about the process, I fully believe that, this is a completely evolving technology. We don't know everything about genomic information now. So I think as that evolution continues, I think we'll do nothing but become better at reaping the information out of those genomic tests and applying them more accurately to our EPDs with the best positive end result. So that's pretty much the Red Angus recap.